This one is Grace Gonzalez, G-R-A-C-E Gonzalez, 112665. Grace is a 58-year-old woman originally from Houston, single. She used to work at the Attorney General's Office, Police Department, and other police forces in the area, period. She has a son and a daughter and a grandson. She's never been a heavy smoker or drinker, period. She has a breast mass that has not been worked up. But earlier this year, she was diagnosed with colon cancer after she had a bout of rectal bleed. She had an EGD colonoscopy. She doesn't know cell type. She met an oncologist and was about to start port placement and treatment, but she refused and subsequently was placed on hospice care, period. Allergy, hydrocodone, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, COPD, colon cancer, chronic renal failure, seizure disorder, PTSD, depression, anxiety, schizoid reaction, reactive disease, and bipolar disease, and rectal bleeding. Medication, Novolog, Levemir, hydrochlorothiazide. Levemir is 10 units a day. Novolog is, depending on sliding scale, gabapentin, 300 BID, lisinopril, 20 milligram a day. Prazosin, P-R-A-Z-O-S-I-N, 1 milligram, 2 tablets at nighttime. Abilify, 10 milligram a day. Protonix, 40 milligram a day. Seroquel, 50 milligram a day. Levecetrim, L-E-V-E-C-E-T-R-I-M, 1,000 milligram total a day. Tegretol, 200 milligram BID, period. Family history, ovarian cancer, breast cancer, cervical cancer, brain tumor. Mom died of brain tumor. This is a bad month. She died in September 20th, period. Review of system, weight loss, anemia, weakness. She used to weigh 200 pounds. Now she weighs less than 130. Patient still tries to be active. She goes to church when they're able to come and get her from a church van. She has bouts of confusion per staff. She's in a group home at this time. Her weakness is significant to the point that she requires help with ADL, and she appears very anemic and pale at this time, period. Social, no ETOH or see significant extent, no ETOH use, no tobacco abuse in the past. On examination, Grace, blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 92, respirations 18, O2 sat 94%, room air. Heart positive, swollen positive, still. Lungs clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. Patient appears pale. Assessment, 58-year-old woman with colon cancer diagnosed via colonoscopy. Patient met the oncologist and decided against chemotherapy. Patient states that she has been discussing this with her family member and is going to connect with the oncologist again because she wants to be evaluated for aggressive care. The question is whether or not she has any evidence of metastasis and if she's a candidate for any chemotherapy at this time, period. She also has a breast mass that was never diagnosed. She did not want me to evaluate or look at today, period. She also suffers from diabetes, hypertension, PTSD, seizure disorder, treated with Lamictal with good response, renal insufficiency, depression, bipolar disorder, schizoid reactive disorder, rectal bleed, anemia, hypertension, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy. I talked to the patient about palliative and at length, whether or not she would like to proceed, but she would like to, after a discussion with her family, she would like to get a second opinion regarding her cancer and whether or not she would like to proceed with aggressive care. Next time her blood sugars are controlled, next time she's requiring less and less insulin, next time my concern is for her to become hypoglycemic because of her significant weight loss, next time blood pressure controlled, next time neuropathy on Neurontin. Next time the She appears to be stable as far as her schizoid disorder, bipolar disorder is concerned. And that is not a concern, and that is not an issue at this time. Thank you.